1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden appealed to union trade leaders today.
We're better positioned than any country in the world to own the remainder of the 21st century because of union labor.
Biden stumping in Washington amid more concerns about his candidacy. A record-breaking heat wave continues with no end in sight. This woman in Lancaster, California.
When it gets over 100, it's usually in August in the past, but it's been starting earlier. Yeah, it's just miserable.
Testimony is underway now in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico, where the actor's accused of killing a cinematographer with a loaded prop gun on a movie set in 2021. Baldwin's attorney, Alex Spiro, says prosecutors have a weak case.
The gun was double-checked, verified it was a cold gun. Not an actor's responsibility to check. Safety was ensured before.
Baldwin said repeatedly he never pulled the trigger. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin State Prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee yesterday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lincoln High School has a new principal. Dr. Rod Watson comes from a background of public school experience, professional development, and military training. He comes to LHS after 3 years as principal of Pittsville High School. Dr. Watson has a master's degree in teaching and leadership and a doctorate in curriculum and instruction. He's currently serving with the National Guard as an intelligence officer in Madison. Former LHS principal Ronald Rasmussen accepted the position of superintendent of the WRPS school district after former superintendent Craig Warren accepted the same position in St. Croix Falls. Newsies Jr. opens at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater this Thursday. They have shows at 7 on Thursday and Friday. Saturday's show is at 2. The Pittsville Area Community Theater's production of The Tin Woman opens on Friday and runs for 2 weekends at the Margaret Warshall-Gronsky Fine Arts Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pirates sink the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pittsburgh Pirates have struggled to get above the 500 mark, but last night they beat the Brewers at AmFam Field decisively, 12-2. The Pirates with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, we've been the underdogs all year, so it's like when you get in this position and you throw out a stinker like that, it's hard to formulate. It doesn't feel right.
The Crew remains in first place, now 4 games ahead of St. Louis. Pittsburgh in third place, now 44-47. College football, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy in hot water after making this statement at Media Day following the arrest of his star running back Ollie Brown for a DUI.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is .08, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really 2 or 3 beers or 4. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life.
That's Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Partly sunny skies and summery highs returning to the low 80s once again. Some spotty showers and storms may fire up late this afternoon, producing some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, patchy fog building in overnight and another sunny day on tap tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Bergman Builders in Stevens Point is honoring our armed forces. They're the people who've kept our country free for over 200 years. The members of our nation's military have sacrificed so we can enjoy the freedoms our Constitution guarantees. They deserve our salute. From Bergman Builders in Stevens Point. They know America's troops and veterans are our most dependable resource, fighting hard to defend our country and keep freedom alive worldwide. Celebrating over 50 years of proudly serving the community.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location from River Falls for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Day on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour with Todd and Trigby. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this July 10th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here at 4:30, we are going to welcome in Kim Shields from Encourage. We're also going to have with her Laura and Bethany from Girl Scouts. We're looking forward to talking with them. Right now, two of our favorite people, Stephen and Katrina Hinder from Family Natural Foods, are with us. Thank you so much for being here, you two.
Mm-hmm. Happy to be here.
We have a lot to talk about today, I see, as we have our audience, of course, can't because this is audio, so I don't know why I'm describing this, but we got some great stuff lined up here today and a lot of different fun things we're going to get into. Where do you want to start? What's happening right now, Katrina?
What's happening right now? So right you're now. In your car probably, or maybe you are deciding where you want to go. Well, you should be going to Red Sands Beach right now because at 4:30, we are presenting on an herb talk. We're going to be talking with you about all sorts of things that you can find in your backyard that can help you with your health. So 4:30, Red Sands Beach.
Yep, it's a nice herb walk. Mm-hmm. Nice day, no rain.
Gorgeous day.
Yeah, you get to just walk around and we'll talk about what's growing.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that some people are hearing this and may not know what an herb walk is. Can we describe a little bit of what you guys will be doing on the walk?
Yeah, so it's mostly going to be led by Jamie, our lovely co-worker, and Steven, and they both have lots of knowledge in herbs. I'll maybe dabble, and if there's other staff members, we might dabble and join in a little bit too. We're all a little bit of backyard herbalists, I guess you can say, and some more than others. As I was walking today with my dog out in my backyard, it's going to be like that, actually, but I will be not talking to my dog about herbs. It would be like us talking with everybody about herbs. So we'll be finding different herbs that are growing, that are, you know, commonly growing
naturally. You know, a lot of these would be considered by most people to be like weeds, you know, and a lot of them you probably like, you know, stepped on, walked over, pulled out, ideally not sprayed with chemicals. But, you know, a lot of these things that we've, you know, kind of just ignored that are in our yards or in the woods or in our parks are medicinal herbs. And they have a, you know, so many benefits and they're, you know, kind of available. You can use them, you know, and oftentimes there's stuff that's growing that's right out there. You know, if you happen to get a bee sting, well, what do you grab? Oh, well,
plantain.
Here it is, right on the ground. You know?
Yeah, so like plantain is a great example, just to give a person like an example of what something we might do. So Stephen just cued it really beautifully right there. So yeah, you're walking and all of a sudden you get a bee sting. You're probably walking by something that can help you. We often think of these herbs have so many health properties. So plantain is one. It's kind of hard to explain on the radio, but it's a very like flat leaf. We'll explain it to you. Hopefully, we'll be seeing them out there.
Swerve your car carefully.
Yes. to Red Sands Beach. We'll be there.
Yeah.
But plantain would be one that you could, you could apply to a bee sting. Like, you have to like activate it a little bit, get a little bit wet, but you could apply it to a bee sting and it is really soothing. So that is a common one that if somebody gets stung at my house, that's something we'll put on right away, is we'll make a little poultice out of it, pop it on. So those are things that we're going to teach people, like, hey, this happened. This is how it can help you, or how to harvest it, what parts to harvest, just looking for herbs. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's nice out.
We've never done like this before. We've never actually done as this much of an off-site talk. I think our dad had done a couple, like I'm vaguely remembering some like years and years ago, but you know, in recent history, in the last, let's call it 20 years, probably, we haven't done anything this far off site, and it'll be just kind of fun. We're trying it out, and we're encouraging folks to come join us and just enjoy it. It's at, like we said, Red Sands Beach, which is Lake Wazeecha, for people who don't know exactly what we're talking about. So Lake Wazeecha has two sides. One side, one of the beaches has white sand. One of the beaches has red sands. The red sands is the one where the water ski show takes place. It's on, I think, the south side. It's over in that direction anyway. So look it up, or you probably already know where it is. Drive on over, and we'll be starting that at 4:30, like Katrina said.
Yeah, we the relationship between WFHR and Family Natural Foods has gone on longer than any of us have been here.
And
we love supporting you guys. And I've been talking about this and we're encouraging people to check it out. And one of the things I heard from one of our listeners was interesting. One, Stephen, a listener said, you know, they used to do stuff like this, you know, and talking about your dad and some of that and everything. And I thought that was an interesting note, because I didn't know that until they mentioned it. And another thing that came up was, I remember when I first moved to this area, I had a couple of friends that would be able to point to a tree and name it.
And
almost any leaf on the ground and being able to. And the listener brought up, you know, I don't know if kids are doing that anymore, if kids are learning that stuff. I feel like this is almost a blind spot that we've kind of had as we push more and more on kids and they have to learn more and more. These are some of the things that we miss out on. Why not catch up on that and even relearn some of these things? There's this village in Costa Rica that lives completely off the land. They everything, their food, their health, everything that they do from the land. And I don't know how feasible that is for some of us in the States here and everything, but the idea of being able to pull from the earth, the idea of being able to pull from the resources that are given to us on this planet never seems like a bad idea to me. Obviously, within reason, we don't want to deplete the sources or anything like that, but to be able to do that, I think, is one of the coolest things a human being can do. This is a perfect example of what you brought up about the poison and ivy, and how many times in nature the cure is right next to the plant that gave it to you, or something like that.
It's very true.
Nature looks out for us. Nature's nature's smarter than us, even
totally
on these things.
Totally smarter than us.
And this is a great opportunity to be able to experience some of that stuff, and a little bit of a throwback, you know, for Family Natural Foods longtime members and everything.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So, you know, it's at 4:30 at Red Sands Lake Wazeecha, and we're gonna see how it goes. If it's something that people like, we might try to do it more seasonally with each season. There's different herbs that grow more abundantly, and you can see them in different stages. So this is kind of just a dabble, and we're all excited to get outside too. So come join us.
I know one of the other things that we were going to dive into, and we'll touch on those details for the herb walk before we wrap up today, because we want to make sure that you're getting out there as given the time that we're doing this and everything. But one of the topics that I think I know I've heard from the audience, and I know even our staff here, we've appreciated you guys discussing, is digestive help and how that used to be a topic that is one of those ones that you didn't ask a whole lot about, and you talked a little bit in a hushed voice. It was one of these kind of things. So we've really gotten away from that as a society. It's too important not to talk about. You guys do a great job bringing in guests to talk about this subject, and love any time that we can kind of dive into this one.
Absolutely. So it's, you know, the sun season, and we often think of aloe vera for our skin, right? So we think of it like, I have a burn, and it's really healing for our sunburn. And it's true. It's amazing. It's really cooling. But we don't think of aloe vera to take internally. And now you're not taking the same gel that you're putting on your body. You're using a different property of the plant, and or a different kind of the plant. And the aloe is amazingly healing, just like it is for your skin, for all parts that it touches in your body. So from your mouth all the way down to your colon, it's extremely helpful. So that's one of Stephen's and my favorite digestive products that we wanted to spend a little bit of time on, just talking about, you know, how healing and amazing it is A lot of people use it for like acid reflux, right? So think about your skin, it's burning, right? But your esophagus is burning from the acid. It helps calm that fire.
Yeah, it's very cooling. It's actually the good season to talk about aloe vera, just like you'd use it for a sunburn from the heat of the sun. The heat that we're surrounded by, especially when we're outside or not in air conditioning, in the summertime is like, it's very heating to our whole body. So like in Ayurvedic medicine or Chinese medicine, they would talk about these things, about these, the seasonality and the heat. And aloe vera is a very cooling and soothing herb. And it's really perfect for this season, not just for a small sunburn on your skin, but for your whole body. So taking it internally, like Katrina's saying, and this is really a product we sell quite a bit of. I'm always surprised by how much, yeah. Especially the liquid aloe vera juice. Same aloe vera plant, like Katrina was saying, that you'd put on a sunburn, but in the gel form, they usually add something to thicken it. And this is just the pure juice. I think on the front, what does it say? 99.7% aloe vera juice. So about as close to 100% as you get. The product we sell, which is, I think, sort of a testament to the quality of it and the effectiveness of it, is called Farm Aloe. And we've sold this, I think, for like three generations.
Yeah,
right?
This is actually super fun.
My grandfather used to buy it from this same gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
My dad bought it from the mm-hmm. same gentleman. His company is based out of Wisconsin. The aloe is growing, I think, in Arizona or mm-hmm. Nevada, somewhere like that, where it grows, obviously. But he's owned a couple of different aloe vera companies, and he was really a pioneer. And this guy is always amazing when he comes and delivers stuff at our store. He carries these heavy aloe vera boxes. Last time I asked him his age, I don't know how old he is now, but he was in those like, was he in his like?
He was in his late 70s then.
Yeah, I was gonna say even 80s. But anyways, he's probably in his 80s now. Anyways, but the fact that he's driving around the state delivering aloe vera. And, you know, like creating the best product. His thing was just like, let's not dilute the product. So the thing is, you could buy aloe vera, including aloe vera gel, everywhere. But aloe vera products tend to, in the market, they tend to often get diluted. So companies are watering them down, like literally adding water to aloe vera, which already, you know, has plenty of water in it. That's kind of its natural component. So his mission was always just to tell people, hey, all we need to do is not dilute the aloe and it will work great for us. So he would do side-by-side tests. He'd send out, you know, kind of pay for these labs to test the products, and he'd find that, you know, there's very few products on the market that weren't diluted, and his, of course, isn't. And he tests it every year to kind of verify that. But yeah, this is a great product. We have, you know, pet products made with aloe. Mm-hmm. We have hair care products made with aloe. And really the magic is taking it internally. It's got benefits for everything from diabetes to immune system boosting, mm-hmm. Digestive health, obviously. I think.
And my favorite bonus is that it helps with, so if you're taking aloe vera regularly, it helps absorb the nutrients that you're consuming. So maybe that's the foods that you're eating, or maybe you're taking your supplements, your multivitamin. It'll help absorb those nutrients like tenfold. It's amazing. So even if you don't have digestive issues, like anybody can take this and get benefits from it. And again, a lot starts in our gut. Like, you know, if we're stressed, it is actually starting more in your gut, and there becomes this like imbalance. And so our gut health is so important. It's something that's, it's our gut-brain connection we have. Then there's the like the nervous stomach. There's so many things we can do for our digestive health. So it's like if we can build our digestive system up, whether or not you have digestive issues, you might get more benefits from it later because you're keeping a healthy gut. We've talked before about keeping a healthy immunity. It all starts in the gut. So aloe is a great base for anybody, almost like it's not a multivitamin, right? But like the multivitamin of digestive, like the baseline helps everybody, good for so many things.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about a couple other things that are so important for digestive health. One of which is probiotics, because I think that's a lot of people think of probiotics.
Sure.
And they're very important. Do you want to explain the Dr. O'Hara's? Because I feel like it has such a cool story, kind of like the aloe vera.
Yeah, Dr. O'Hara's is so cool. So there's a lot of probiotic products on the market. A lot of them are good, but there's really nothing that's quite like the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic. And I don't mean that in like it's a new product on TikTok and it's like whatever. It's like, no, this is like old school. This guy, Dr. O'Hara, has been like a probiotic researcher for, I don't know, 30 years or something. We've been selling this on our shelves probably for 20, I don't know, maybe longer even. But, you know, 20 years or more, it really has never changed. The box really hasn't changed. And I love that when, like, just like a good product just stays consistent, because, like, why change something that's already great? And what's unique about this product is it contains all three elements of the probiotic ecosystem, I'm going to call it. So, you know, obviously it has probiotics in it. And then it has something called prebiotics, which people are learning more and more and asking us about. Prebiotics are basically the food that probiotics eat in our gut. So to keep probiotics alive in your digestive system, you need to give them the right foods. And they'll eat all sorts of things, but if you give them the best foods, they'll thrive even better. And then the third thing that this one has, which is really what's unique, it says postbiotics. So we have the probiotics, the prebiotics, and the postbiotics. And the postbiotics are the metabolites. It's like the ecosystem that the probiotics create after eating prebiotics for enough time. And the only way you get that is really with time. And Dr. O'Hara's is unique in that they take the patients to make these formulas. It takes 3 to 5 years to make them. I don't think you'll see that in any other product on the market, is that that they create an ecosystem. Basically, what Dr. O'Hara did is, you know, very scientific, really. He simulated a digestive system. He got the same pH, same temperature, put in the best foods. And a lot of these are just foods you could eat, like, you know, figs and mushrooms and, you know, things like that. Dr. O'Hara kind of like put in the best probiotics that he had done research on for, you know, probably like 30 years. And each one of these probiotics kind of works in different parts of your digestive system. So again, like created this whole simulation of a healthy human gut, and then just kept it going for 3 to 5 years. And you end up with this product that's really unique with the postbiotics. I've had people, and it's, you know, there's a recommendation on the box too, like to, if you're just taking it as a probiotic, like, you know, somebody like Katrina, who's probably, you know, stays on top of stuff pretty well and probably doesn't have too many issues, you just take, you know, one or two a day, that's fine. You know, it's a probiotic, you're just kind of keeping up with things. But if you're coming off of it, like an antibiotic, that's a classic example, or you've had diarrhea, or you have some chronic digestive issues, the box recommends this, and I think this is really a good guidance, is you start with a higher amount. You kind of get that ecosystem back in your gut. You get this whole, like, microbiome system in your gut. So you take, like, I go as far as 6 a day, but, you know, 4 to 6 a day. I kind of tell people do that until you feel better. And I had this one customer in particular. He said, oh, like, I started taking this, and I had chronic gut issues. I forget what they were specifically. I don't know, it was maybe IBS, something like that. But he said he's had this for years. He's tried everything. He's tried this and that, you know, prescriptions, whatever. And, you know, nothing really, really got to the bottom of it. And he said after taking this for 1 week at that high dosage, like I said, he finally started to feel normal again. And
he's wow,
like,
that's really quick, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Because digestive issues can be lifelong. Yeah. They can be forever.
And for some people, it might take a little bit more time. But I think if you hit it hard and you kind of get this this kind of replacement, you get this ecosystem starting in your gut, it's really powerful. And I've had the same experience. I've used this. The nice thing about this product is it doesn't need to be refrigerated. They're individually
great for travel.
They're foil wrapped, so the foil wrapping keeps them protected from moisture and from the elements, basically. So I've taken them on trips, and I've been on trips even, you know, places like India, for example. And, you know, people start to, you know, like, I've been at a restaurant where a bunch of, like, we all ate the same food, and then we all got sick. This classic story, right? Like food poisoning, sickness, very classic in India or other parts of the world. And then I started taking this, you know, intensely, six a day for a couple days. After a day or two, I was kind of back to normal. Other folks I was traveling with at the time, they it was like a week. You know, some of them are still kind of suffering even a week later.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I probably should have shared it with them.
Yeah, gosh, Stephen. Next time, bring
it extra
pack.
They were my control group, guys.
It's a great,
for
yes,
science.
Exactly. It's for science. You can't help it. It's for science.
Yeah,
looking
back at it now anyways. But yeah, this is really a great product. I like to have it on hand because you never know when you're going to get food poisoning or, you know, just like feel a little bit off. I don't take it every day. I eat a lot of fermented foods. But, you know, I'll take it from time to time.
You can't plan for those things to happen, but you can plan to prepare if they happen.
Exactly.
And that's a really smart, and I appreciate that story, actually, Stephen, as funny as it was, because that's a great point of this. This is a great way, a reason why to have it on you. A number of products you guys offer are kind of like that, I think, where they're good things to have on hand.
Yeah.
When you're going to want them when you need them.
We should have a little toolkit thing.
Great
where we
idea.
Talk about things that, you know, ourselves or our dad, like things that we've just always kept in our cabinet. You know, like this product, this probiotic, you know, of all things, a probiotic, it doesn't expire until basically 2027. So you're going to use it sometime by then.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, you know, by, you know, the middle of 2026, just start taking it. It's going to be
good for
you.
Create that ecosystem for you. Get a better one.
And I think it's always good to like periodically take a probiotic, just kind of like refresh the system, even if you're doing really good digestively.
This is one of those, there's so much that ties back to our stomach and our digestive system. And there's so many people out there struggling with this or that. And they kind of think, well, this is where we would normally go with it. I would attack it this way or that way.
Yep.
When really the whole time it's been your gut that could really use the help, really use the assistance. And that's what a lot of these products are. They're an assist to your body to help it do what its job. I love the aloe that you brought up too. The oldest plant that I can remember my mother having my whole lifetime is an aloe plant.
She has the toolkit.
Yep, she's got it. And that thing was just a Swiss Army knife of being able to help with anything my brother or sister or I got into. They're an amazing plant. I got to get that for her. She's going to love that. Not a gift. I'm just going to give it to her. But that is something I'm doing for sure.
Cool.
Did you have anything else before we wrap?
Yeah. So we got a couple things. A couple more we want to highlight. Speaking of traveling to India.
Yeah.
When we traveled to India, we learned a little bit more about a product called Ayurvedic Digest formula. So for those people that don't know, what is Ayurveda? It is kind of like Chinese medicine. It's India's own cultural medicine and lifestyle, really. Stephen actually studied it for like 6 months in India, gosh, like 15 years ago, maybe.
It's been a while.
But he's more versed in Ayurveda medicine and the different herbs that are used. But this formula is a really cool one that is something that you can help. It can help with, this is wild, right? It can help with constipation, but it can also help with diarrhea. So a product that can do both, it's kind of like creating that ecosystem again. We're going back to it.
Yeah.
It's creating balance that a person needs. So there's different herbs that will help balance the system. And that's a really cool product.
They did another thing that's really cool about this, because this is sort of like aloe too. It's in capsules. So you just take a couple, I think two at bedtime. They did a 28-day study. And like Katrina said, they found that for the participants in the study, 49% found a reduction in constipation. So half the people that had issues with constipation, their constipation improved. 45% that had diarrhea, their diarrhea improved. So they no longer had diarrhea. Also helped with less indigestion, 64% found that. Helped with decreased abdominal pain, 70%. And then this is an important one, acid reflux. Aloe vera is very good too, but this 72% of people found a reduction in acid reflux.
Yeah. Those are great numbers.
Worth a try for folks.
Absolutely.
I like to take this at least once or twice a year, and you can take it daily.
Well, and I encourage you to pick Stephen's brain about it too.
Yeah.
put that brain to work and everything.
Sure.
It sounds real. I actually would love to hear more about
it's
that sometime when we have time.
And
it's
we really only tackled a few of these things, so we'll have to come back for part two of Digestive Health.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Or come to our presentation in September.
Yeah.
That's going to be September 24th at 5:15. Mm. But instead, make sure you come tonight.
Yeah.
4:30, Red Sands Beach, Lake Wazeecha. We're going to be doing an herb walk, so bring some comfy shoes and come to learn.
It's about 4:30 when this is wrapping up. If anybody's running late, can they still tag in and join you
just
guys?
Find us.
Find a little group walking around by Red Sands.
Right, right. Look for the happy people. enjoy, you guys. Have a great time with the walk today. And thank you so much for everything you do in the community and hanging out with us.
Take care.
Find out more at our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook. It's a great follow. And keep in mind, you can give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Find out more at familynaturalfood.com. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
And the winner is...
This Civic Media radio station is the place you turn to for real news and great conversations. But it's also your home for more ways to win.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Yay.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you.
Keep listening for more ways to engage and win. The Civic Media Radio Network. Real news, great conversations, and more fun ways to win.
Hey, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month of running. That's about 300 passengers each trip. Marriage equality is making gay people happier and healthier. That's according to a new study from UCLA. Abby Goldberg is a psychology professor who says same-sex relationships are stronger and more secure.
They have access to health insurance. They are physically and mentally healthier. They're able to share the challenges and work of raising children.
The same study finds 80% of same-sex couples are concerned politicians and courts could take their rights away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A lowboy trailer was stolen from the Pittsville area over the 4th of July holiday, and the Wood County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help. The owner describes it as being very beat up with a worn-out license plate, a winch on the front, rotted side rails, and one of the front stabilizing legs was broken off when it was stolen. If you see this trailer, please contact the Sheriff's Department at 715-421-8701. People in Wisconsin Rapids can see the longest-running water ski show tournament next week. The 58th Annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championships are July 18th to the 21st at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wazeecha. The four-day-long family-friendly event will feature 23 of Wisconsin's premier water ski show teams and 72 individual competitors, all aiming for the coveted state title and a shot at the National Water Ski Show Championships. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Cena has announced he is retiring from professional wrestling. Cena, a 16-time WWE champion, first made a name for himself in the early 2000s as rapper The Doctor of Thugonomics and recently appeared naked behind a suspiciously small piece of cardboard at the Oscars. The Ricky Stenicki star says he will focus more on acting but will give wrestling fans a farewell tour and that he's just physically at the end. Making Cena even cooler is that he will host Discovery's Shark Week 2024. Willie Nelson received a warm welcome on July 4th in Camden, New Jersey, his first appearance after a health scare. According to the New York Post, the 91-year-old music legend took the stage at his annual 4th of July picnic event after having had to take a musical knee for a couple of weeks due to doctor's orders. Nelson performed two shows in Wisconsin in mid-May, in Madison and Milwaukee. He is back with the Outlaw Music Festival tour, performing with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny skies and summery highs, returning to the low 80s once again. Some spotty showers and storms may fire up late this afternoon, producing some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, patchy fog building in overnight and another sunny day on tap tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he didn't call WTMJ or WISN. He made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 2425 Local in Lovin' It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and festivals, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like Avocados Mexican Grill, Cal's, Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau, Danny's K-Pub and Grill, Hoozles on 54, Square Bar, Mickey's Tip-Up in Kelner, and North Brewing Company in Rome. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine. Available today.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good, this week with State Assembly Rep Francesca Hong.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and I am joined right now by our great friend, Kim Shields, Community Investment and Communications Specialist with our friends at Encourage. It's good to have you here, Kim.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me back.
You brought some friends.
I did.
We have Laura Martins and Bethany McNally with us from Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. Laura, Bethany, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Looking forward to talking with you all in just a moment here. First, Kim, I would like to actually get into with you Encourage's Community Foundation and the 2024 Scholarship Awards.
Yes, thank you so much. We had a wonderful scholarship season again, and all of this is in thanks to the donors. None of these scholarships would be possible without their incredible generosity and their belief in education and wanting to support students and their future. Without that, there'd kind of be a hole, to be honest. You know, these students are so fortunate to have scholarship resources made available to them. I was talking with someone the other day, and you know, I'm a little bit older and in my 50s, and we didn't have these opportunities available to us. And it's just so wonderful, all the opportunities that the kids have available these days. And so we thank those donors so much.
I think it was after our second interview some years ago that I had a listener talking to me about Encourage and some of the thoughts that they had about pitching to you guys about ideas and different programs that they thought would be good in the city. And right away, this lady looks me in the eye and just like, I don't know. I don't want to over dramatize this. Like she was about to tear up or anything, but you could see the emotion in her, and she's like, "Boy, I wish Encourage was around when I was a kid."
Yes.
And you're so right on this. So I not just kind of fitting a hole, definitely filling a hole that we would have in so many areas, whether it's scholarships or it's the zoo or so many different people that you've brought in with us, Kim. So yes, right. Encourage is definitely filling a need that this community needs every chance they get.
Thank you so much for saying that and for recognizing that. We're really proud of the work that we do, and I've shared this with listeners before, but it's our 30th year, and we're just so humbled to be able to continue the work that Virginia Brazo had started 30 years ago. It really, really is an honor for us to do this work and to support our community.
Yeah. I love stats, Kim. I'm a sports guy, so I love stats. Any stats I can get my hands on. You got some for us.
I do. So this year in 2024, we had 195 scholarships that were awarded, and that totaled more than $230,000. So since inception, back in 1994, we had our first scholarship awarded for one scholarship in the amount of $500, which is still a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've been able to award more than 4,400 scholarships, and it's for a value of more than $3.4 million. I mean, the impact that has had in the students' lives that has touched is amazing.
You can't put it into words.
Right.
I know that's our job because we're talking right now, but we have to. But it's very hard to put into words. It really is. Even me, I saw these notes before, and I'm looking over, and I still, yeah. I don't know how to put that into words. Right. I don't know how she's going to do it when Kim comes in. It's such a beautiful thing, and it really does humble you.
Yes.
I've never been a part of any of this other than our interactions, and I am humbled by this, mm-hmm. to be a part of this community that does something like that.
Right. And it's truly such a joy to be able to go to those scholarship programs and present these scholarship awards to the students. Talk about why the scholarship was established, tell the story, present it and shake the kids' hand, look in their eyes, I mean, give them a huge smile. It's wonderful. And I mean, again, I mean, we've said honored, but I just love it. I enjoy that so much. Mm. So out of those scholarships, a little more stats for you here. So out of those scholarships, our minimum award was $500. The best practice in the U.S. is $1,000, and we're working towards that. But, we want to make sure these scholarships are accessible and available, and we are thrilled to be able to have $500 awards. About 45% of our scholarships were that $500 mark. Mm-hmm. The maximum award this year was $5,500.
Wow.
It's a multi-year award. And what a thrill. And I remember presenting that one to the student. Mm-hmm. 98% of the scholarship recipients were all from the Southwood County area. Each scholarship is very specific in their criteria, and there are some for outside our area, but to have 98% going to students in our area, wow, what an impact.
And that's an impact that directly hits our local mm-hmm. area, and in fact, it's an investment in our future.
Yes,
as well.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. I mean, the average award was, the exact number was $1,181, so almost $1,200, for each of those scholarships.
Just incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's kind of it with my stats that I wanted to share.
Sure, yeah.
We have information on our website if anybody wants to go. I have all the students' names, the recipients, the scholarships they received. It's really something. So please take time to look that over.
Yeah, I encourage you to do that. And we'll give you more information on how you can reach out to Kim before we wrap up. I did want to take a moment before we talk to the ladies about Girl Scouts,
yes.
About the zoo programs. And we're big fans of that. The zoo's only a block from us. I love that zoo. I can practically see the animals from here.
Absolutely, and I'm waiting for you to come and do a show from there.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
It is one of my dreams to do a remote from there. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So in June, we had the Raptor Education Group here. There were about 150 attendees between the two programs. They brought their birds with them, and I loved they called them educational ambassadors. Mm-hmm. It was really fascinating. Obviously, these were rescued animals, so the participants and attendees were not able to touch the birds, but the information that they provided was really, really good. And so many questions. Hands were going up all the time, and they did such a great job educating in a fun way about their work and these birds.
They're so good at this stuff. And again, talking about an investment in their future, how many of those kids are going to end up, did this spark something in them to want to further pursue maybe being a zoologist or a veterinarian or just caring about animals and wanting to donate or work at a humane society? Who knows where this could spin to?
Absolutely. We actually had one young lady at the afternoon show. And they were both afternoon shows. So it was the later, the 3:30 show. And one of the presenters from Reggie was sharing information about their education. And they had gone to UWSP and talked about they had an animal education type degree. I don't remember the name of it. This young lady, she lit up. She was like, that's what I want to do. That's where I want to go to make that connection. And then you had the little ones that just love animals. Yeah, we had all ages there. So it was incredible. And so we anticipate a similar experience. July 24th, Noelle from Zoo Zord is coming back.
Yay.
She is fantastic. And the information that she provides about all the animals, she keeps track of the different animals she's brought. So I know she's coming back, but she does rotate. She'll bring some favorites. That the audience members seem to have over and over, but she does rotate them. So I'm never quite sure who she's bringing with, but it's always an exciting show.
We've gotten to talk to her a little bit, and I think that even for her, some of it is a little by, well, we'll see how the animals are doing in the morning.
Exactly.
A little of that. And she adapts with that pretty good.
She
is so much fun and so good at what she does and has such a passion for this.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. So we're excited to have her back. So that's coming up 2 weeks on July 24th. And then we have David Stokes back on August 21st. He will wrap up our programs. And all of these programs are free to attend by the gracious generosity of Helen Mead. She had established a fund at Encourage that helps provide these educational opportunities for the people that love animals in our community. And this will impact our community for years to come.
Yeah. David also joined us with you, Kim, once. And that was fantastic.
Yes.
Really enjoyed him.
That was last summer.
Another guy who is just always adapting his show and growing it while also making sure that the audience is enjoying themselves and learning and having fun. He's very good at what he does. And, with so much with time passing more and more, I'm so thankful to you and to people that bring up the Meads whenever we can. And especially Helen and the work that they did, the legacy that they created here, and the investment that they made not only in this area, in this community, but in its future.
Yes, absolutely. Helen Mead had established several funds at Encourage that support many of our nonprofits, including these zoo, the activities that we have at the zoo, Wisconsin Rapids Zoo. But we have several organizations that are beneficiaries of funds that she had established.
Hmm. Appreciate that, Kim.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for all that. And we'll be sure to be talking about the zoo programs on our morning shows and making sure that they get a good crowd for that.
Wonderful. And we have it on our social as well. So,
And we'll give you more information on how to reach out to Kim and find out more about Encourage in a moment. We're speaking with Kim Shields from Encourage, along with Laura and Bethany from Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. And Kim and I have mentioned the word investment a lot. Journalistically, I should mention that my sister was in Girl Scouts for a long time. It's one of her favorite things. And while she had two boys that she's going to put into Boy Scouts, she just loved Girl Scouts and talks about it so highly. And knowing that I was going to be speaking with some Girl Scouts, I talked to my sister this weekend and asked her, Jill, what are some of your memories and everything? It was an hour I was on the phone with my sister, who I love to death, one of my best friends. But it was an hour of me just sitting here listening to her talking about stories and things that her and her friend Kelly did and so many things about the Girl Scouts. And they're not alone. Almost anybody that's been a part of this program has great memories of it. Laura, Bethany, Kim, I would like to ask, how does the Girl Scouts and Encourage come together? How does this work out?
So we've been really fortunate to support the Girl Scouts over the years. Since 97, we've awarded more than $225,000 in grants. So we have designated funds, so the Helen Mead Fund that I just mentioned, she does support the Girl Scouts, as well as others. Some donor advisors have provided grants, and we've provided unrestricted grant making. And so whenever we have the opportunity to highlight one of our great community organizations, our nonprofits, it's an added bonus if we've provided grant support, which, to be honest, is the majority of them.
Yeah.
So we are thrilled to connect again with the Girl Scouts. Laura had come into her office, kind of given us an update, and I'm so excited for them to share their new programming and thought this was a great opportunity for the listeners to hear.
Laura and Bethany, I'll ask you questions individually, and you can answer them as you will. So the audience can recognize the name to the voice, if you don't mind. Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're doing well. And hello, Bethany.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for joining us, Bethany. I appreciate both of your time. Right away, I kind of want to get just a little bit of history on you two, and then we'll get into a little bit more of that investment and how much these investments mean to the Girl Scouts. How long have both of you been a part of Girl Scouts?
Yeah, so in March of this year, I celebrated 21 years with the Girl Scouts.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've been 22 years now is how long I've been in the Girl Scouts. And I just started working full-time for the Girl Scout Council last year, so just over a year. But before that, I did 10 summers at Camp Birch Trails in various roles.
Very cool. And thank you for sharing that. Were either of you or both of you Girl Scouts as kids?
I was not. I was. I grew up in this council, started as a brownie.
Very cool, yeah.
I and started Kim? As a brownie as well.
Bethany, nice, yeah.
In Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, Kim.
So, at Camp Sacagawea.
And my sister would love to point out that she started out as a brownie as well, because she was very quick to correct me. And she's like, well, actually, I was a brownie, then a Girl Scout.
Yes.
So that was well, like the beginning of the conversation.
And so. I was one of those Girl Scouts that hand-sewed on all my badges. My mom didn't do it for me.
Nice.
So it's quite... quote unquote beautiful.
yes.
But I was proud and still am.
Laura, Bethany, when it comes to investments from Encourage or really any organization, donations, any of these things, how much is it of the lifeblood of what you do with Girl Scouts?
It's absolutely essential. And we are so blessed to be supported by generous individuals. In the Wisconsin Rapids area, we're also a funded partner through the United Way in the area as well. So people have helped us do amazing things, everything from supporting regular troop function, which is absolutely essential to everything we do, to supporting special projects at Camp Sacagawea, which is located in the city limits of Wisconsin Rapids. And making enhancements to those programs and also supporting our new mobile effort, which Bethany will be talking about a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. Bethany, I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called Adventures on the Go. And the goal is to get Girl Scouts on the water, in the trees, and under the stars. So it's really a great introduction to camp. So instead of troops having to travel to camp to do these outdoor activities, when they're very young or just getting started in the outdoors, I go to their hometowns and run programs for them. And I bring all the equipment and all the certifications. So all the troop leader needs to be is there, and they don't have to run anything. And I can run that all for them.
One of the more amazing programs I think I've heard of in doing this job, just be blunt about it. That's amazing. Is this a program that would be able to go, or is part of the reason even for this program, being able to go into more urban areas, being able to reach more kids?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've done a lot of, so we have such a large geographic council. I've done a lot of our rural cities as well, because they're not near any of our Girl Scout facilities. And our council staff. And then I've also done a lot of programs in urban areas as well. I've done archery at different city parks, on soccer fields. I've also done programs with the Boys and Girls Clubs in their facilities as well.
I come from that kind of area, and my sister did too originally, and it's part of the reason why, for me, my parents didn't even think about Boy Scouts or anything like that, because it really wasn't available where I was. When we moved out here, right away, one of the first things my mom does is ask Jill if she wants to be a brownie. She does, and she gets her involved in it. And one of the things my parents noted right away was, God, we wish we could have gotten Jimmy into this or a program like this. We're speaking with Kim, Laura, and Bethany, and ladies, I was wondering, this is a fantastic idea. Where did this come from? Who had this idea? Where did this begin?
Yeah, so our CEO actually challenged our program and inclusion director to come up with a program directive that would really serve the girls throughout our entire service area as a council, which we are geographically massive. And so she kind of thought about it, looked at some things that other Girl Scout councils were doing as far as mobile programs, which would allow us to serve girls that live in urban areas as well as girls in rural areas that were 60 miles or more from one of our council properties. And Wisconsin is just gorgeous and amazing and has so many opportunities that are focused on outdoor adventure. That became the theme of our Adventures on the Go mobile unit. And we actually are the only outdoor-focused Girl Scout mobile program unit in the entire United States.
Wow. So that's pretty cool.
We are amazing. Innovators in that area, which we are so proud of.
I don't blame. I'm proud of you guys, and I'm not even a Girl Scout. I think I can see that. I could understand that, and I think too. Hopefully, the first to do this. You know that we have other Girl Scout programs that are able to do this and get the funding to do these kind of things.
I totally agree. Our national organization, Girl Scouts of the USA, has actually reached out personally to our council because other Girl Scout councils are seeing what we're doing and they're super excited about bringing that to their girls as well.
Is there anything else about this program that you're excited about you want to let the audience know?
Oh my gosh, how many things?
Great answer.
Well, I'm just excited that more people, the kids that I work with, it's pretty much their first time ever doing kind of an adventure activity outside, just because of the cost nowadays of those types of programs, and the equipment that you need is very expensive, and all of those things associated with it. So a lot of times I'm seeing kids who have gotten on a paddleboard for the first time, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, or picked up a bow and done archery for the first time. So it's really just very rewarding and quite exciting to do.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that a lot of the people nowadays, especially older people, they tend to think that every kid wants a tech device or every kid wants their face in one or anything. And I actually think a lot about my generation and where I grew up. And people thought this about kids in the projects or in the south side of Chicago or something like that a lot when I was a kid. And we would have every once in a while a teacher or somebody bring us something from nature or try to teach us about pine cones or something like that. And I remember every one of my classmates glued to whatever that teacher was talking about.
Amazing.
Kids love nature. It's just in their blood. It's in their DNA. You just got to give them the opportunity to. And for so long, it was kind of on, well, if you can reach us or if you're within a zip code of this or something. The idea of this program, I don't think I can speak enough to how impactful this can be. The work that the Girl Scouts do is unwordable. It's incredible what they do. And now they're going to be able to do more of it and reach more kids. That's impressive. That is pretty cool. I can't imagine how excited you all are for this.
Yeah, we are so excited. Like tomorrow actually will be the official conclusion of our first year of Adventures on the Go, actually out in the communities doing service. And since it was a new program, we were tasked with figuring out, okay, how many kiddos do we think that this is going to serve in the first year? And we said, how about 500? We feel like that's a great reach. Bethany, how many girls have we served as of this date?
We're at 826.
Woo!
That's amazing.
Nice.
In 20 different counties.
Yeah.
Beyond impressive.
It is. And, you know, James, when you were talking about, like, kids connecting with nature, it's so wired into us as human beings, and it's so good for our mental health, you know? And so we're giving kids the opportunity to be physically active, to learn new skills, to be out in this amazing world that we're blessed to live in. So I just think that it has just been a wonderful opportunity for us to just really widen our reach and help a lot of girls and troop leaders and families through this program.
Yeah. My sister, I one of her favorite things to do with her boys is she lives in Madison and go for walks with them. And she said that this week, and when I was talking to her, part of the reason for that is doing a lot of those things in Girl Scouts and getting comfortable with nature. As city kids, we didn't have a lot of that, but she got that. And now she just loves to be out there. Her and her husband go camping all the time. And a lot of this stems from her days in Brownies and Girl Scouts. As we're wrapping up, I'm not a good journalist, but I don't ask a hard question here. I'm going to ask you now to put into words and quickly why this is so important and the things that Girl Scouts can do for kids out there.
Well, I think that Girl Scouts is so deeply tied to our mission, right? We build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And whether that's through participation and skill building and, you know, building your own personal confidence through outdoor adventure or learning things that help direct you to a career that is meaningful or simply being able to build healthy relationships with your peers and other adults in your life, I think all of those things are amazing skills and qualities that our organization offers for girls.
Well said. Very well said. And I couldn't agree with you more. And we can use more and more programs and things like this. Adventure on the Go, everybody, is coming to the National Night Out on August 6th as well. Thank you for that, Kim.
Yes.
So we will see you there. That's a big night around here. We'll be certainly talking about that and mentioning it. Now, we'll be talking about this program as well. And if people have follow-up questions and would like to know more, not only about this program, but maybe Girl Scouts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it is the final leg of the VP Olympics. Does Trump go with the weird guy with the beard, man from Florida, or the governor that nobody's heard of? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.